Today, as we continue our Lenten journey, we return again to the ancient hymn, O Love, How Deep, and allow its rich theology to guide our meditation. Each stanza of this hymn draws us closer and deeper into the mystery of God's saving work in Jesus Christ. And each week, the refrain becomes clearer and more profound. Everything that Jesus does, he does for us. Today, we focus especially on that third stanza we just sang, where the phrase again appears and reminds us that Jesus' entire earthly ministry, from his baptism to his victory over temptation, was carried not out for his own sake, but for ours. At the heart of this stanza is something simple yet very staggering. It is the truth that God is self-giving. God does nothing for himself. His nature is not self-serving, self-protective, or even self-centered. Rather, God's very character is love, pure, self-giving love. From creation to redemption, everything God does flows outward towards his creatures. That is why the phrase for us is so central to our confession of faith. We hear it in the Nicene Creed. For who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven. And in this hymn, we hear it repeated like a heartbeat beneath every line. For us, for us, for us. This hymn places before us four great actions of Jesus, each done for us. He was baptized, he fasts and he hungers, he endures temptation, and he overthrows the tempter. Together, these four actions reveal not only who Jesus is, but what kind of Savior he has come to be. First, the hymn confesses for us baptized. At first, this may seem puzzling to us. Why would Jesus need to be baptized? John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus has no sin. He has nothing to repent of. And yet, he steps into the waters of the Jordan. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus explains his action by saying, "Let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." In other words, Jesus submits to baptism in order to fulfill the entire will of God, to accomplish everything that God's law requires of humanity. Righteousness, in the language of Scripture, is not merely moral behavior. It is a perfect obedience to God's will, perfect trust in God's word, perfect love for God and our neighbor. Jesus enters the water of baptism not because he needs cleansing, but because we do. He identifies himself fully with us sinners. He steps into our place. He begins his public ministry by standing where we should stand, bearing what we should bear. In doing so, he sanctifies the waters of baptism for us. When you were baptized into Christ, into his righteousness, into his obedience, into his saving work. His baptism becomes your baptism. His righteousness becomes your righteousness. His innocence becomes your innocence. All of it he does for us. Second, the hymn declares, for us he bore his holy fast and hungered sore. Immediately after his baptism, the Spirit drives Jesus out into the wilderness, where he fasts for 40 days and 40 nights. This is not a leisurely retreat or a healthy spa vacation. It is a divine necessity. Mark tells us that the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, using a word that suggests urgency and force. Jesus is sent into the barren, desolate place to confront temptation head on, to face hunger weakness, and isolation, all for us. And in the wilderness, Jesus experiences physical deprivation and human vulnerability. He knows what it means to hunger. He knows what it means to feel weakness in his body. Yet he willingly bears this suffering. He does it not to prove his strength. He does it to carry our weakness. Where we so often see comfort, ease, and escape, Jesus embraces the hardship and the lack. He bears the fast, the hunger, the exhaustion, all of it for us. Thirdly, the hymn proclaims, "For us temptation sharp he knew." Temptation is not some distant idea for Jesus. It is a lived experience. In the wilderness, Satan attacks him at his weakest point, seeking to undermine his trust in the Father, to distort his identity, to derail his mission. Jesus knows temptation not merely as a concept, but as a personal struggle he endured. The author of Hebrews assures us that Jesus was tempted in every way that we are, yet without sin. This doesn't mean that Jesus merely observed temptation from afar. It means that he felt its pressure, its pull, its emotional and spiritual weight. He knows the exhaustion of resisting sin. He knows the inner struggles of obedience. He knows the pain of temptation's relentless persistence. And because he knows it, he is able to help us when we are tempted. This is a profound comfort for us in the Christian life. When we struggle against sin, we're not met with indifference or impatience from our Savior. We are met with compassion. Jesus doesn't look down on our weakness. He has shared it. He doesn't scold us from the distance. He has stood in our place. And because he has endured temptation without sin, his victory becomes our refuge. His faithfulness becomes our strength, all of it for us. And finally, the hymn triumphantly declares, "For us the tempter overthrew." Temptation is never abstract. Behind every temptation stands the tempter, Satan himself. From the very beginning, Satan sought to lead humanity away from God, sowing fear, doubt, pride, and rebellion. And in the wilderness, Satan confronts Jesus directly, attempting to distort God's word and derail God's saving plan. Yet Jesus overcomes the tempter, not by raw displays of divine power, but by humble obedience. He clings to the very word of God. He listens to the Father. He trusts in the promises of Scripture. And in doing so, he lives as Adam was meant to live, as Israel was called to live, and as we are invited to live in faithful dependence upon our God. So where Adam fell, Jesus stood firm. Where Israel failed, Jesus remained faithful. And where we stumble, Jesus prevails. His victory is not merely his own. It is also ours. And he did all of this for us. Taken together, these four actions reveal the heart of Christ's mission. Jesus doesn't come merely to teach or to inspire. He comes to stand in our place. He comes to obey where we have disobeyed. He comes to trust where we have doubted. He came to endure where we have faltered and to overcome where we have fallen. Every step of his ministry, from the waters of the Jordan to the dust of the wilderness, is carried out for our sake. So this changes us. It changes how we understand our own struggles. When temptation weighs down heavily upon us, we aren't alone. Christ has walked this road before us. When weakness threatens to overwhelm us, we are not abandoned. Christ has already borne our weakness. And when doubt clouds our hearts, we're not forsaken. Christ has remained faithful. In every trial, every sorrow, every failure, he stands beside us and for us. The same Savior who once stood in the waters of the Jordan, battled Satan in the wilderness, now comes to us in grace and mercy, serving us with his forgiveness and life. All of it for us. So today, as we reflect on the baptism, fasting, temptation, and victory of Jesus, we are drawn again to the heart of the gospel. God has acted decisively and completely for our salvation. He has entered our weakness. He has borne our sin. He has conquered our enemy. And everything Jesus does, he does for us. And that means that our lives, our hope, and our future securely rest in his almighty hands. And so we close by returning once more to the words of our series hymn, which so beautifully gathers everything together that we have heard today. For us baptized, for us he bore his holy fast and hungered sore. For us temptation sharp he knew. For us the tempter overthrew. In these words, we hear the whole story of our salvation in miniature. Jesus steps into the waters of baptism, walks in the wilderness, faces hunger and temptation, and he stands victorious over Satan, all of it for us. And because he has done this, our life is now hidden in his life. Our victory is secured in his victory, and our hope is anchored in his faithfulness. As we continue this Lenten journey, we walk not in fear, but in confidence, trusting the Savior who has done everything necessary for our salvation, all of it for us. Amen.